Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Casey Wise. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Baker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Speak. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alex Gramas. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. And now, play ball. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi bunts towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Thurman moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise misplays the ball. That's an error on Wise. Thurman scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speak. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Crow moves to third. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speak. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Crow scores. Bailey scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence bunts towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to third. McMillan moves to second. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 1 in the game. Grammas hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoke tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Reds. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurman hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is called out on strikes. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 1 in the game. Wise hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into McMillan, who tags Morin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fondi moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-0 in the game. Lawrence bunts towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Alex Grammas. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing second base. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-2 in the game. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thurman for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-1 in the game. Drott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-2 in the game. Wise hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Drott moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. Drott moves to third. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Drott scores. Banks moves to second. It's 4-1, Reds. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Morin moves to second. It's 4-2. Reds. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crow moves to third. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Crow scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 5-2, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to third. Hoke moves to second. One out. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-0 in the game. Lawrence takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hillman now pitching. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi juggles the ball. That's an error on Fondi. Bailey scores. Hoke moves to third. Lawrence moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Reds. Johnny Temple pinch runs for Ted Kluszewski. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-3 in the game. Thurman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Niemann fields it and tags Hoke for the out. Lawrence moves to third. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Temple now playing second base. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Edwin Zniak pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Edwin Zniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zniak hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jackie Colum now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post strikes out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-3 in the game. Wise hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Post throws the ball into McMillan, who tags Fondi trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wise moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wise scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Reds. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Colum fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to second. One out. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawrence hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing left field. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 3 in the game. Speak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.